Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. More about that in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, the U.S. stock market plummeted 800 points in August, and investors might see that as a part of a typical up and down of the market. Those with 401ks and who are dependent on their savings might feel a little bit more concerned. PBS financial expert Jonathan Pond is here to help ease those worries. He's known as America's Financial Planner. He's dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters by way of public media, including 10 years on 89.7 NPR News with me. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you so much, Ann.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And like I said, it's our fall membership drive. And you know, you've heard it before, that listener support is the foundation of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678 for a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60. We'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, the subtitle, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. This book is updated to reflect today's economy. And for that gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you can't find in bookstores, you can't order online, but you can get Money Smarts right now. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversation on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear about important issues that are happening maybe worldwide or nationally, and we bring them into focus at a local level. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear straight from newsmakers from all sides of the aisle. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. You can get a great Jonathan Pond thank you gift in return. But remember, your gift becomes the conversations All Sides has in the future. So do your part right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, for $5 a month as a sustainer, get the book Money Smarts. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Denise Pottmeyer from London, Isaac Kershaw from West Jefferson, and Rachel Mason from Delaware for your pledge of support. Isaac said, "You're doing a great job." And I don't know if he's talking about overall or today, just keeping my voice going. But thank you, Isaac. I really appreciate that because we work hard. Jonathan Pond shows his support for public media by joining us. And like I said earlier, this is our 10th year. I can still remember the first time I ever interviewed Jonathan Pond. I was, you know, sweaty palms and the whole thing. I didn't know what to expect. And then he started making fun of kids. I feel like I'm watching your kids grow up by way of radio, if that makes sense.
Oh, the youngest, just who's 24, just bought her house.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
I don't. Is she the teacher?
No, she's a I don't want to be impolite to your audience,
sure,
because I know there are probably a bunch of them out there, so I won't call her a geek, but she's working with a MIT spinoff in Boston.
Wow.
That does things that I don't understand.
Well, I apparently have a lot of geeks that listen to the show, and I love the geeks. I love the nerds, whether they're bird watchers or stargazers or money market watchers or whatever their topic is. Today, we're drilling down into personal finance, which we also welcome people to call in with their questions to Jonathan Pond. That number is 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Your questions are always more interesting than mine. I have to avoid trying to sneak in my own questions about my own life. So bring in your questions for Jonathan Pond. Jonathan, you know, you've talked a lot about millennials. They do get a bad hit. They do are entering the workforce at a very different time than you or I did. The pensions are just not a thing anymore. Part of my retirement's going to involve pensions. I can depend on that. But things are very different going forward. So I had that backdrop of something happening, and people were doing it kind of for me. Changing that paradigm isn't easy.
That's right, and I dare say that the pension to which you will be entitled is not as generous as it was for, say, your parents or grandparents. I think you're in that period of transition where pension plans have become an endangered species, and the burden of funding a retirement is now almost entirely in the lap of the worker, and that's a big burden. It can be troublesome. The employers are as helpful as they can be, as far as educating the employees about how to invest wisely, how to save, and how to build up your retirement savings, because that's going to be the primary generator of your retirement income, and it's not just generating it; it's deciding how much of it you can safely afford to withdraw and how you invest it over retirement, and those are tough issues. They're not insurmountable. They don't require a great deal of education. You can do it yourself, and it's something that is doable, eminently doable, in my opinion, anyway.
Thanks to Jeff Clark and Gene Sebula from Columbus for your pledges of support. Thanks for making that call. If you want to show your support right now while you're listening, it only takes a couple minutes. The number is 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You revise your Money Smarts book all the time. Tell us what's new this year. What was the issue you were bent on getting into it this year?
The main issue for the last couple of years has been the new tax rules, and how they affect people. And also, there's increased volatility in the markets. There is this seemingly never-ending bull market that we've had since 2008. Although if you look back over the past year, you might see indications that the bull market is certainly losing steam. A bull market is a rising stock market. It's losing steam, and it's probably harder to make money now and preserve money than it has been in the past. So I deal with issues of dividend stocks as important components, other things like real estate investment trusts, preferred stocks, and healthcare stocks or exchange traded funds that tend to hold up well in declining markets. So that's where I've been most recently, and talking about some developments in the insurance industry and what have you. But it's scary for investors right now, because they're seeing these large moves in stock prices, and they worry that there's going to be a period of time where the down moves and the large down moves are all assembled together to result in a big loss, which happened last December. Most people don't remember it.
I do.
Stocks are up. Yeah, I do too. Stocks are up 15%. It was like a bad dream, but the stocks are up 15% since then. Mm-hmm. So they almost have offset what those losses were. So in other words, I don't want to discourage people, but for the last year, you've done nothing in stock investing. Pretty much, you've earned the dividends. That's it.
When
prices are flat,
when you have an IRA or a 401k that you're unpacking in retirement, does that change the trajectory of what you're taking out? I mean, is that when it's a flat year like this, do you adjust and maybe don't take out as much?
That would be nice. The way I approach it, though, is start out with a reasonable rate that can withstand declining markets. But there are a couple of ways to do it, and I mentioned that in the book. Mm-hmm. It's and also in the planners, because the planners, the book is reasonably updated, but the planners are always updated. Every day they're updated, virtually. Mm-hmm. And it's it allows me the ability to get the latest information that you can receive in a report that is customized to your own financial circumstances.
Thanks to Mark Cole from Columbus for your pledge of support. It is our fall membership drive, and this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and joining us today, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. We'll be talking about those today in the program. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. And remember, the book has been updated, as he said, to reflect today's economy. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan's Pond's on the air. It's always more fun, right, Jonathan? Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. At $20 a month is a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every day, if you catch All Sides during the midday and then listen to All Things Considered on your way home and maybe everything in between, then you are a dedicated public radio fan. Your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of the operations at 89.7 NPR News. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I'm happy and proud to ask you for your support today. Show your support. Call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package. You can learn more and ask our volunteers about it at 866-897-9678. Jonathan, I have an email from Jenny who writes, most articles about how much to save for retirement don't distinguish between saving for one person or saving for a married couple. So she's asking, how much should a couple save versus a single person? That's a really good question.
It sure is, Jenny. It's based upon the percentage of income still, though. So okay. If the rules of thumb are, say, save 12%, it would be 12% of your combined income. Now, if it's a one-earner household, that becomes an interesting question. But if it's a one-earner household, at least theoretically, they're living off the one income, in which case that rule of thumb would still persist. It could well be that you would want to juice it up a little bit, and I'm not averse to saving more under any circumstances. And you might want to increase it a little bit if it's a couple and you just feel the percentage is insufficient to provide for the expenses of two people when they retire. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to ponder that a little bit.
It's a good question. 614, yeah. If you have other questions for Jonathan Pond, you can call 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Like I said, our listener calls and questions by email are always just as interesting, if not 10 times more interesting than the ones I ask. College students, a lot of them are taking out a lot of debt, and there's different points of view on how much debt is prudent, but most do have to go into debt to get a college degree. Yep. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the average, I gather, don't hold me to it, but the average total debt when someone is launched into the workplace, unfortunately, the workplace is a lot more salubrious than it has been. In other words, in English, that means you can get a job. But the average debt is 20,000 or so. And that sounds like a lot. But again, the media focuses on those who have 100,000,
right,
or 120 or 400,000 in debt. It's something you really need to pay attention to in college, and earn what you can to help provide that. If you're a parent, do not co-sign the kids' student loans. And the same goes for house loans. Don't co-sign them. It's a disaster waiting to happen, for reasons which will get me exercised if I explain it. So there's a difference in the size of debt, and yet it's a burden on people that are coming out of college, and many of them are simply unable or less than totally willing to repay it. And I mean, I can understand the costs of starting out are very, very burdensome for somebody with a first job. But that's something you need to realize early on and see what this is actually going to cost you. I think it becomes a shock to people once they realize how much they're going to have to pay.
What about housing? That's another big issue in a lot of people's financial planning, and particularly starting out, the rates, you know, I always lived with someone when I was single and, you know, any, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Or, you know, I, that's not as, a lot of people live alone now, and that's expensive, yeah. Isn't it?
Sure is. It sure is. The aforementioned daughter who just bought her first home mm-hmm. has two roommates that are basically paying her mortgage. So she's a lot smarter than her parents were. I mean, the main thing, Ann, and I think you would concur with this entirely, is and the parents should, encourage this of their children, is when they graduate, move back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps, doesn't it?
It sure does. But it helps the kid. Let's put it that way. But no, housing is expensive. So you have to figure on maybe getting roommates, moving in with someone. The reason I don't want to keep dwelling on this 24-year-old child who, by the way, has been a challenge throughout her life.
I like her. I just know I like her.
Yes. Well, Emily lived in as a tenant in a little apartment, and she had one room, and she did that for about 4 years, and had put away a lot of money, and was able to afford to buy a house. So there are ways to skin the cat, and in university communities, heaven knows, you know, there are probably opportunities to move in with people, and
right.
if that floats your boat, at least it will help get you on a firm footing, not only to pay off the loans, but also to save some money for the future, contribute to your 401ks, do a Roth IRA or partial Roth IRA if you can, and let Jonathan Bond and Ann Fisher tell you exactly what you need to do with your money, and
yeah.
then you'll have none for food. But who needs it?
It's overrated. So my grandpa always said, he goes, I have a bad habit. I like to eat. So <he heard. laughs> okay. So, you know, before I go in, I want to remind folks that this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and you are in the middle of a discussion about our fall membership drive. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to see you show your support right now. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is showing his support for public media today, offering 3 thank you gifts to you in a great combo package, and they're exclusive for public broadcasting, as I've mentioned. They are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. There's a local Central Ohioan a couple walls away from me taking the calls right now at 866-897-9678. or go to WOSU.org. Our thank you gift levels range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone in any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And I'll let Jonathan Pond explain the difference between the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner.
Thank you, ma'am. These planners are completely separate, but the process of completing the questionnaires is the same. We've been told, are taking advantage of the combo, you'll receive two questionnaires, one for the financial planner and one for the investment planner. Fill them out at your leisure. Take your time. There's no deadline on this. The deadline, though, is a half hour or so to take advantage of these from WOSU because they're not available anywhere else. And once you complete the questionnaires, they take about a half hour to fill out. You can do them on paper or on the web and then submit them to me or mail them to me. Then WOSU is out of the loop, and it's just between you and me, and I will prepare a report based upon your questionnaire responses that is one of a kind. It pertains just to you, and the financial planner does not overlap with the investment planner. That's why so many people will find that they want to take advantage of both at the $20 monthly level. The financial planner looks at your estate planning, your retirement planning, but if you're retired, it'll talk about thriving financially during your retirement, taxes, insurance, debt. It talks a little bit about your investing, but that is left to the investment planner. So you receive a nice general financial planning review that is pertaining to just your own situation. People have commented on at times in the past that when they read their reports, it's just like I'm sitting there with a very close knowledge of their financial situation and dispensing advice that you can understand and you can trust. That's what it's all about. And the only thing we're trying to sell you on is either becoming a member of the family at WOSU or taking advantage as a repeat contributor to support this wonderful organization that benefits people from all walks of life throughout the greater Columbus community. The investment planner, and I'll do that. I'll curtail my soliloquy. The investment planner looks at your investment situation, simple questionnaire to fill out, and will provide you with detailed recommendations for how you diversify your investments, suggest some inexpensive no-load mutual funds, will show you which are the best places to put your money, should you put it in your 401k or your Roth IRA or a brokerage account or college savings account, whatever. And it'll provide you with information that's going to take a lot of confusion out of the area of investment planning. So that's it.
The numbers to call is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Remember, no matter what amount you give, you are supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. There is power behind your gift to the station. Your gift is combined with thousands of other gifts, and all of those gifts together make a powerful voice. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. So give now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks to Cynthia Morris from Columbus for your pledge of support. We appreciate Cynthia Morris. We appreciate everybody who has shown their support today. Become a part of that group, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We're talking about personal finance today with personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. If you have a question for him, 614-292-8255. 8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Do the planners work? Maybe you said this earlier, Jonathan, but do the planners work as just as well for retirees, people who are already in the process of retiring or have retired?
A third of the planners that we receive are from people who are already retired, because we know that situation with them. Also, the stations report that about a quarter of the planners planner questionnaires that they send out are used by family members or friends or people other than the individual member. So you can provide these as a gift, but if you're retired, I'm one of the few in this business that thinks that your retirement life or your financial life doesn't end at retirement. You got important decisions to make, and the reports for retirees are completely different from the reports of working stiffs, and that's because your situation is different. It's as simple as that.
What about
I don't know why they make this stuff so complicated. The industry itself thrives on obfuscation, and it just bollocks me as to why that's necessary, other than they think that you may be intimidated so that you'll do business with them or whatever,
mm-hmm.
by their arcane products.
Well, I mean, I have to admit my eyes have glazed over a few times looking at, you know, bar charts and that kind of thing,
yeah.
and earnings and
yeah.
that. And
better to go to the bar than read a bar chart.
Make sure it's during happy hours so you get the best deal on. If you have a question or comment, again, for Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I wanted to talk about the impulse. Again, you're saying, why have they made it so complicated? But it's still a pretty young field in a way, because for decades, people were getting pensions. And we're not trained. Nobody teaches us in high school or in college how to manage your finances. It's not something we learn.
No, I think you've hit upon something that's very important. And our financial lives are more complicated. You just have to look at the plethora of insurance products that are out there, And yet, if you have the wherewithal or somebody who knows about these things can, you know, look at these things, you can find a better product to help you, and hopefully at lower costs. So there are more complexities, and complexity doesn't necessarily beget being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But one has to always be wary of that. So our lives are more complicated. Part of what is just important to assimilate is being able to put that stuff together and make the right decisions. Now, outside the investment arena,
mm-hmm.
most of them are made on a very sporadic basis. You don't have to look at them every month or every quarter or even every year. So it's this is an important consideration, that our lives are more complex, and the industry is rife with biased advice. And after all, people have to make a living, I guess. And it just reminds me of something, because I just got the certificate with a nice seal on it. I just got yet another copyright. The people in my office say I never met a copyright I didn't want to apply for. But it's an interesting term, and it says financial education you can trust. That's it. Now, that doesn't sound very earth-shaking.
No.
But I own it, and I'm going to use it, because that's what we're trying to do. That's what those who have the good judgment to phone 866-897-9678, we'll do the right thing and help WOSU make the programming available to the community, not only people like you who are listening, but people who may not have the wherewithal to support the company. And that's one thing that you need to do. And I like to think that I can provide you with guidance that you can trust. And one of the awards I've received, since I seem to be tooting my own horn, I've received an Emmy, but the one I'm proudest of is the Malcolm Forbes Public Awareness Award for Excellence in Advancing Financial Education. Mm-hmm. And I find that the outlet of public media is so powerful for people who want to grasp this information, and I'm proud and happy to make these tools like the Financial Planner, Money Smarts Financial Planner, Money Smarts Investment Planner, and the book Money Smarts available exclusively to public media. I mean, it's as simple as that. WOSU.org. Check these out and see what you can do. I've talked a lot about dividends. WOSU pays dividends every day of the year. You can't get that in the investment community. They pay dividends in the form of programming that you can appreciate, programming that you can trust, and programming that helps people from all walks of lives. It doesn't get much better than that. And can go into work. You know, my father once said that the best jobs in the world are those where you go to work every day and make a positive difference in people's lives. He's exactly right.
Thanks to Kim Dubose from Columbus for your pledge of support, and also Ann Vickers in Lancaster for your pledge. Thanks for telling us that this kind of programming matters to you. You know this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time to make a gift right now while Jonathan Pond's on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people. Our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to somebody for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer, you get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. It's something you can read yourself and then pass it on to somebody else you know who could use a little financial help. This book is not available in stores. You can't ask your smart speaker to order it for you. You have to support WOSU right now. And if you say, well, I got that 7 years ago, it's different now. Jonathan updates it every year. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. You know what's going on in Columbus thanks to award-winning local news coverage from the WOSU News team. You hear in-depth, thoughtful discussion about our community on All Sides with Ann Fisher. And all of this essential local news, news you can trust, like Jonathan was talking about, is only on the radio thanks to listener contributions. So do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I know that there's different stages in my life where I've done things that I'm supposed to do and maybe put them off for a few years and finally got it done. And there's just this sense of well-being when you reach those points and you make a move to do the right thing. That's how you're going to feel after you pick up the phone and call 866-897-9678 or pick up your phone and go to WOSU.org. Either way, it's only going to take a few minutes. Thanks to Brianna Sheridan from Columbus for your pledge of support. Thanks for taking the time. We have great thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond today. There are gifts at the $5, $10, and $20 a month level. So decide what fits into your budget and make that gift today. You'll be investing in your future listening, and you will be helping your own future finances with great advice from Jonathan Pond. This is a win-win. Go to WOSU.org or call 866- 877-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. We have just under 20 minutes left in the hour. I'd like to see 20 more pledges. That would really make it work well for us, for you, for everybody that cares about the kind of information we share with you and we bring to you on 89.7 every single day. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And Mary Beth in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Dan. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, my husband and I are 67. We have a pension and our Social Security. When we reach 70 and a half, we'll have to take RMDs. The question is, then how can I invest the RMDs? At this point, we project we won't need to use those for our daily living. We like to invest those in a way that we can leave those as an inheritance for our adult daughter.
Okay. Jonathan Bond?
Okay. Good shape, Mary Beth. One thing that comes to mind is, I would know more about you with the investment planner and probably could give you more specific advice, but one thing that comes to mind is the possibility of Roth conversions. And even after 70 and a half, when you have to start making MRDs and you don't
need
the money.
What are MRDs?
I'm sorry, minimum required distributions.
Gotcha, okay.
Which you have to
That's right.
Beginning at 70 and a half, in essence, whatever the why 70 and a half, who knows. But so for you, Anne, 30 years from now, but it's more of an immediate issue for us.
She hysterically started laughing in the background. Yeah, go ahead.
think about minimum distributions, because as far as something to pass on to and I don't know anything about your adult daughter, but let me talk about my family, to an ill-deserving child, Roth IRAs are tremendous. Now, you have to pay taxes on the conversion, because what a Roth conversion is means that you take money from a regular IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA, and you have to pay taxes on that. But from that point forward, two things happen. One, with the money that you take out of the Roth IRA or that you put into the Roth IRA, you never have to make minimum distributions on it. So it can grow substantially between now and the time it's passed on to your daughter. And secondly, once it's inherited by your daughter, no federal taxes are due on the money. So it's an absolutely tremendous asset to pass on. So Roth conversions don't receive the attention they should. If, on the other hand, you simply want to put it into an investment account for the benefit of your daughter, or if the money ends up in a Roth, invest it very aggressively. I'd invest it 100% in stocks, because it's not going to be needed for 25 years or so. So give it a chance to grow, either tax-free or tax-deferred. Great question. And you don't have to be loaded to do these things, but it does cost money paying taxes on these traditional IRAs to convert them to a Roth, but you can do it any year at any age.
Mary Beth, thanks for that call. I appreciate it. Thanks to Daryl Brown from Worthington for your pledge of support. That means we have 19 to go and just about 16 minutes left. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, and you can pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. That's a personal finance report. It's done by Jonathan Pond. You fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner, plus you get his book. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond, what about insurance products? What kind of, when you talk about insurance products when you're approaching retirement, what are we talking about there?
Okay, well, one thing to look at is what you may not need, and it is possible that you don't need some of your life insurance coverage after retirement or after your dependents are no longer financially reliant on you, if that ever happens, because it It's not something that is happening as much as it used to.
Right.
And life insurance, depending upon the kind of life insurance, can get expensive after retirement. You may be able to or should consider increasing the deductibles on your homeowners or your renter's insurance and your auto insurance, and you'll no longer have to have disability insurance if you had it, if you were paying for it yourself, because if you're retired, you just can't get it, in mm-hmm. essence. And check out the various health insurance options that you may have. You're going to need some items on top of Medicare, and they tend not to be terribly expensive, but it pays to shop around and get the kinds of coverage, including Part B Medicare or the Medicare supplement insurance, I should say, and Part D, which is drug coverage, and get the coverage which best fits your situation, and you're not shortchanging yourself with it.
Thanks to Mary Hennebury from Columbus for your pledge of support. That means we have 18 pledges left to go and just about 18 minutes left in the hour. So plenty of time. It only takes a couple minutes. Call 866-897-9678. It is our membership drive and time is running out to support all sides for this hour. You listen to local news on 89.7 every day, 89.7 NPR News every day. You depend on this station to be your trusted news source locally and nationally. Today, we're asking you to support your source for news with a gift. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner, have Jonathan Pond give you that personalized investment advice we've been talking about. It's never too early to think about retirement, and this investment planner will help you get there. It's also never too late to think about what to do, even if you're in retirement. The investment planner helps you that way as well. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. As a regular listener to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know that we bring you a diverse range of topics that reflect the latest news and trends in Central Ohio and beyond. Every Monday, you hear the Weekly Reporter Roundtable. You learn about what's happening in the Ohio General Assembly, all around the State House. Every Tuesday, it's Tech Tuesday. You learn about the newest app, or you hear about the latest cybersecurity concern. And also, it's been about 9 years with Russell Holley. He's been with us, joining us every week on Tech Tuesday to talk about what gadgets are out there, what games, what's new. All Sides with Ann Fisher is dedicated to providing up-to-date, accurate information you can trust. We're dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful discussions that go beyond the headlines. Support your public radio station today, because we depend on you for that support. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And don't forget that combo package. That's Jonathan Pond's book, his financial planner, and his investment planner, all for $20 a month as a sustainer. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We've talked about it before. I'll say it again. It's a great opportunity to get something like a combo package that you can divvy up among other people. Maybe you're into the investment mode and you want to learn more about how you should be investing your money and where to invest it. But maybe somebody else you know could probably use that financial planner. They're in a different stage of their life, or this is where they're at right now, and it's information they need to know. And then there's the book. The same person doesn't have to use all of the parts of the combo package. So check that out. Go online to WOSU.org. You can get lots of details as well. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support. Let's hear from you right now. Pam in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Pam.
Hi. Enjoying the show. Thanks. Quick question. I am contributing to a 401k at a job I've had for a few years, and I also have a small retirement with Ohio State and also the state employee retirement, mm-hmm. and they're all small, but I'm wondering if there's something I can do to those to help benefit me since I'm heading towards 60 years old.
Mm-hmm. One thing with respect to the small retirements, you may be able to cash them in lieu of getting a monthly payment on the retirement. I would look at that very cautiously, and I would be doubly cautious of someone who might recommend that you do that, because there are certainly many times where it's better to take the monthly payment, even as small as it may be, if they will provide you with a small pension benefit. Sometimes you have no choice and you'll just be cashed out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The 401k, one thing that you can do, it's not talked about very much, but once you reach 59 and a half years old, you can take the money in your company 401k. This is virtually true with all. This is true with virtually all 401k plans, and transfer it to an IRA while still being able to contribute to the 401k. So, Pam, if you think that your choices in the 401k, as is not unusual or not that outstanding, at 59 and a half, you can take the money out and put it in an IRA where you're going to have a lot more choice and simply continue until retirement, contributing to the 401k at work. So that's what comes to mind with these things. It might not hurt to have someone look at the situation, but someone who's objective and isn't trying to necessarily sell you something. The planners will help a bit mm-hmm. with this situation as well.
One of the things about the planners, Jonathan, that I don't think we've brought up yet is that it's an extra thing. You can still have a financial consultant, somebody, your own financial planner, but this gives you a backdrop of knowledge that you can bring to that person and say, well, Jonathan Pond said this or Jonathan Pond said that. You know, Jonathan Pond's got your back kind of a thing, and mm-hmm. they have to respond to that, and they have to explain if it's incongruent or if it's in conflict.
Well, exactly. And we actually asked the question on the investment planner. One of the questions is because it can structure how I approach the report is, do you have an investment advisor? And over 40% do have an investment advisor. And I don't get threatening letters or anything from financial advisors. I do recommend no load, means no commission funds and very low commission ETFs in the report, which may not ingratiate me with them. But, you know, I think this is part and parcel of the notion that I'm putting your interest, Mr. or Ms. WOSU member, a heck of a lot higher up than that of an investment advisor. I want you to be able to do the best with your money, and paying high commissions doesn't usually indicate you're doing the best with it.
Thank you to Heather Cooley of Dublin for your pledge of support, and also thanks to Martha and Mike Snee of Dublin. That means we have 16 pledges to go, and we've just about little over six minutes to go. Let's pick up the phone, make the call right now, 866-897-9678. It doesn't take any time, just a couple minutes. We have volunteers a couple walls away. That's how they're showing their support for 89.7 NPR News. They're volunteering their time. Other people volunteer at whatever pledge level is comfortable for them. We're never asking anybody to live beyond their means. No way. I mean, you know, you start out at $5 a month. That's a cup of coffee in a fancy coffee place now, I think. I'm too cheap to buy it. But the point is that it's just about that much a month that we're talking about. And then over time, you can get to be a big spender on public media. If you can afford $5 a month and maybe you're in retirement and you have a fixed kind of a lifestyle, again, it's a little bit of money we're talking about that can grow to more over time. But we're asking you to show your support because every vote, every show of support, every pledge is a vote of confidence for the kind of work that we're doing here at 89.7 NPR News. And we depend on you to guide the way with it. Thanks to Diane O. in Mansfield for your pledge. That means 15 to go and just about 5 minutes to go. Maybe you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher all the time. And if you're listening right now, you must be a regular. And if you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. It's the kind of the first thing people ever say to me when they, you know, if they meet me and they say, I can't believe, you know, how many different topics you cover. Well, you're listening to some hard work when you hear that. From news of the day to long-term trends, you are going to hear about it all on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. To support local programming that is truly local, just go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Brett Kraft from Columbus for your pledge. That means we have 14 to go in just a little over 4 minutes. It only is going to take 2 minutes to show your support. 866-897-9678. All Sides works hard every day to bring you interesting content. Every Tuesday, there's Tech Tuesday. It's an hour-long discussion about everything from the latest technology news to the newest gadgets. We have an expert come on. He's a child psychologist, an educator who has turned his interests into telling us what are the best apps and the best kinds of hardware for your children to use when it comes to technology. We bring you interviews with newsmakers across the country and in our own backyard that support the programming that keeps you connected. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. All Sides brings you programs to help you with your finances. We don't just wait for once or twice a year when we have our membership drive. We do it throughout the year. Programs that tell you about important news happening in Columbus. Shows about real estate. Shows about when the market does tank. What does that mean to assuage your fears, hopefully? Shows that introduce you to interesting authors. If these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time to make a gift of support. Your call right now will help pay for All Sides in the coming months. So go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. $5 a month is a sustainer, $60 one-time gift. You get the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. $10 a month, that's a sustainer, or a $120 one-time gift, Money Smarts Financial Planner. Or you can get the Money Smarts Investment Planner, and in both cases, you'll also get the book. $20 a month as a sustainer or a $240 one-time gift to get the Money Smarts combo that has the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the money the book. Plus, you get a coupon for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, and this enables members to keep either the softcover book or the ebook and give the other version to a family member or a friend. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. As always, it's been a great 10 years.
Well, it has been, Anne, and thank you, and keep up the wonderful work you're doing. It's just extraordinary how productive you are. And you actually now can understand a little bit about your personal finances.
Exactly. You know, you also get with the combo a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. It's always delightful. The number to call is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global and local. Make the call right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Jennifer Fagel from Dublin, thanks for your pledge of support. 13 to go in just 1 minute, but we can do it. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, we're listener supported. We've been talking with financial advisor Jonathan Pond about our thank you gifts for this hour. Again, the best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond combo. That's $20 a month as a sustainer. You get his book, Money Smarts, and you get the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. But more importantly, you get to the creed, the credibility of saying, I support my local public media. I support my radio station, my local radio station, 89.7 NPR News. We support you every day. Now we're asking you to support us. 866-897-9678. Tell us what it's worth to you and then show us, or go to WOSU.org. And thanks so much for your support.